of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Oh, we're going to change gears here away from theology, which is where the last hour wrapped up. Of course, you can always bring it back anytime by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231 to sex.
Be sure to tell us that we're going to hell, because that's not tired or worn out. Okay. From qualityhealth.com.
He didn't tell us that.
You don't think so?
But he would have said it if we threw him around to it. Anyway.
When it comes to sex, most of us think we know it all. Or at least enough that we don't need any further education. But no matter what your background or relationship status, you probably heard and believed a sexual falsehood somewhere along the line. Maybe it was an old wives' tale about physical attraction, an urban legend about what's normal in the bedroom. Read on as we uncover the top 10 myths about sex.
Ooh.
Just in case you think we're pandering, I'm looking at a webpage with a doctor lady on it, so...
Is she like a sexy nurse kind of doctor?
No, she's not an ugly woman, but there's no, I don't think anyone be offended by
no thigh highs and red heels.
I tell you what,
I suppose you could be a Muslim type that wants to see women in burqas. I mean, you can see more than her eyes.
Hold that thought, Mark. We haven't started the 10 list yet. We'll get to it. John is on the line. He was on Hanging On Patiently, dropped off, and he's back. John, in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to you guys for the last hour, and... when you guys start talking about religion and all this stuff, really, I'm really confused, I guess, why this becomes like such an issue.
Like, it's
people
religion.
Have to know how they should treat each other, don't they? Don't people know this in their heart?
I think there's a natural law. I sort of do, and I don't know whether it's a nurture or nature issue. I don't. But many people would believe that it's something that that comes down from God, and I'm willing to go for that.
So am I. Why? Because I have a father. I mean, like a real father, you know, who took care of me when I was a little idiot and didn't know my head from my hand, you know. So I guess that being the case, it's like, you know what, it really didn't matter whether I knew everything about my father. I actually didn't know all that much about my father. I found most of that out much later in my life. When I was a little tiny kid, I just sat in my dad's lap if he was... You know, a mass murderer. I wouldn't have known. What would I have known?
He's the guy that reads books to you and throws the baseball, you know.
Exactly, exactly. So that being the case, it seems like all the arguments that go back and forth on religion and who is God and what's he really, you know, where is he? And who cares? Why? Why
well,
argue about this?
The people use it for control. That's why.
Pardon?
Because people use it for control. That's
why. I agree. And I think this is the problem, is that we got to know in our heart of hearts. We got to know that controlling other people is not our place. We can't even control ourselves if we'd be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which of us can say, yeah, I'm in complete control of my life.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go, any situation I'm in control.
So,
and my control leads me to always do good things.
I
am in control of. I would like to say I am in control of how I respond and how I react and how I interpret. And
I'm in control. I don't necessarily do what I want to do, though.
Right. That's
not necessarily
my point.
In control of the environmental stimuli, but I'm in control of my actions, most certainly.
But you're not necessarily. You don't always do what you want to do. Are you going to tell me you always do what you want to do? You never do something that you say I really shouldn't do this, but you do it anyway.
Well, because you're doing what you shouldn't, just because you're doing what you believe you shouldn't do, doesn't mean you aren't in control of yourself. You're still controlling yourself. It's just that you're maybe choosing aside from.
I think there's a higher mind.
No, I'm saying that every one of us does things that, in a moment, based on emotion, based on outward stimuli, peer pressure, whatever it may be, the inability to stand up for what we know is the truth. Which one of us has not heard somebody say something about a coworker or a friend that we knew was not true, but we couldn't stand up for them in that moment?
Well, then I guess we didn't want to.
I agree with the caller.
I'm going to say we weren't in control of what we wanted to do at that moment.
I'm not going to. What I will agree with is that there are mistakes that are made, and I think that looking back, one can realize that one would like to have, had he known what he knows now, would have maybe perhaps chosen differently. But at that moment, there was no way you weren't in control of yourself. I don't agree with that
again,
at all.
The only point I was making, I don't want to get into a semantic deal because I really. Again, I don't want to argue about this.
No, words are important. I'm sorry.
About religion. Religion just is a useless argument in my book. But
no,
but
I don't think it's. Hold on a second. I don't think it's useless to. For instance, we had a lengthy conversation with Frank a few moments ago. Somebody who's a very dyed-in-the-wool kind of, for lack of a better term, typical Christian. Is it traditional? I don't know. But I think that's a useful conversation because to people who are listening to it. That are listening with a more, perhaps a mind that is a little bit more open than Frank's, they can hear the inconsistencies in his viewpoint, and I think that's important. I think it's important to draw people away from a viewpoint like that Frank holds, because I think that's a dangerous viewpoint. That particular viewpoint, the traditional mass market Christian viewpoint, leads people to very dangerous conclusions. Like you were, I think what you mentioned was that there are certain religions that are essentially the Christian religion today. In many ways, is endorsing its own. Maybe it was you, Mark, that pointed out it was the Antichrist. But a lot of Christian religions are endorsing the state and endorsing war, endorsing killing, and things like that. So I think pulling people away from that particular viewpoint has some real value.
You know, I didn't, again, you know what, I'll stand corrected. I am not, I myself, I will not subscribe to Christianity. And when I say that, I don't mean, I'm a disciple of Jesus. Absolutely. It's the most important thing in my life. But I will not subscribe to Christianity. Because Christianity does not challenge me in any way, shape, or form to really honestly look at myself for who I am. Mm. Christianity tries to tell me that I can make myself into anybody I want to be if I just do the right things. And this is all a lie. It's like a self-help thing.
I don't remember hearing that from Christianity personally, but then again, it's been a while since I've been to a Christian church, so I
can't
really comment.
I tend to agree with most of the things that you say.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Dude. We're not going to be alive that long. Actually, I'm in Wisconsin. What's going on in Wisconsin these days, do you think?
Making cheese? Snow?
No, I don't.
Beer drinking.
Snow, for sure. Beer drinking. Probably a lot of snowmobiling going on. But
a lot of
I'm actually talking about a bill that's in Madison. It's actually in a committee, assembly committee in Madison, Wisconsin.
Pardon me if my ear isn't exactly to the ground on this one.
Yeah, what,
medical
what
marijuana.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe number 15.
You want to see some? You want to see some interesting stuff going on? Wisconsin, if you go on or Madison, the Normal site in Wisconsin, go to Madison Normal, and look at the debate that went on when they had the public hearing back on December 15th, and what some of the people who are represented. Who are supposed to be representatives of their constituents, how they talked to each other and to the people that were there.
I imagine they're talking down to the people that were there.
Oh, there were 105 people showed out that morning in support and registered to have time to testify. They didn't have time. They were there for eight and a half hours as it was. Mm. There were five people that were against. And those were all people representing some federal governmental organization.
Yeah, somebody who was getting a paycheck to be there.
So right. Common, so typical.
It's disgusting.
Are you in Madison, may I ask? Are you?
No, I am not. I'm south of Madison, about 45 minutes.
Yep. You know, they should be required. It shouldn't be during, A, they shouldn't be able to take time off work to do it, and B, they shouldn't get paid to come.
But they do. Hey, yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Maybe it's unfair to not allow them to take time off work, but, you know, what I'm concerned with is the state's attorney's office will say, all right, Bill, we can't pay you for this, but we got to have you go down there and testify anyway. It's for all of our own good. And they still send them off.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. We still have the sex story to get to, the 10 myths, top 10 myths about sex. We'll get to that and take your calls about anything you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. We've got our webcam Listen lines are available. You can get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And Manchester Brewing, the makers of John Thomas Red, would like to give you some advice on handling your John Thomas. First, never boil or freeze your John Thomas. Very bad idea. Second, please keep your John Thomas away from pets, children, and radio-controlled devices. Thank you from ManchesterBrewing.com. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got 10 myths, top 10 myths surrounding sex. Is this for the Western world, I suppose?
I don't know. Yeah, I would assume.
Okay.
It's equalityhealth.com.
Very good. Are we going from 10 to 1?
I don't think that these are
not ordered. Okay.
It's a list of 10 things.
So it's not the top 10 things.
It claims to be the top 10 things.
So then it has to be ranked, right?
Top 10 myths. All right. Did you want to cue some kind of music?
No, I don't have it.
Just starting at number one, then. It doesn't count down. It counts up.
All right, fine.
All right, I know you like it to count down.
That's the way you're supposed to do a top 10 list.
Do you want
number
me to start at the
10.
Bottom?
Well, I don't know. Now I'm confused. Is number 10 actually the most, the number one myth?
We're going to spend some time on number 10, I can tell you that.
Let's start at the top then.
All right, number one.
All right.
Can we call it number 10?
I hate this. My partner. Oh, God. Singles have more sex than married people. Contrary to popular belief, it's married people who have more fun. According to Linda J. Waite and Marjorie Gallagher's The Cause for Marriage, approximately 40% of married people have sex twice a week, compared with only 20 to 25% of singles and cohabitating couples.
Hmm. What about singles that are having sex? Like, what about couples? Okay, so compared to cohabitating couples, then, that's... presumably they would be having sex as well.
Well, I can tell you, having been single and having been married, that there were a lot of periods when, a lot of weeks that went by when I was single that I didn't have sex.
Right.
Whereas there haven't been too many weeks that I've been married that I haven't had sex. So.
Okay.
Number two, men think about sex every 7 seconds.
Boy, that's always seemed like a myth to me. But then again, I've never really felt I have the same drives
you're
as
weird,
other men.
You're weird, so it's hard to say, right? As it turns out, this is fiction, too. According to a 1994...
It's actually every 5 seconds.
1994 Sex in America survey, 54% of men... I don't know the survey that you're going to say. 54% of men think about sex every day or several times a day. 43% think about it a few times a week or month. And 4% think about it less than once a month. I do not believe that at all. I think that what we're talking about there is, you know, what level of sex are you talking about?
Yeah,
I think,
are they talking about it? Thinking about engaging in sex,
right.
Or you know, I'm just thinking about sexy things.
Thinking about it, or you know, I mean, the sort of attraction that one gets when one sees a woman. A beautiful woman. I don't necessarily think about sex, but I can tell you that it's somewhere beneath the surface there for me. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I may not be going through exactly what positions or whatever, but it, you know, I'm driven by that.
Yeah.
Well, that stat makes me feel a little more normal. Then I don't know.
Yeah, you're not normal.
Okay.
Yeah, not in most things. Number three. Women are naturally more monogamous than men. I know you don't. This is one that Ian absolutely agrees with. Or, you know, he doesn't believe that women are more monogamous than men.
I don't either.
Although it's difficult to prove or disprove, researchers believe this popular assumption is more of a matter of perception and socialization than biology.
Yeah.
As they point out, in most mammalian species, both the males and females are highly and equally promiscuous.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I think that women have a motivation to tie a guy down into a relationship. In order to have children, build a home, things like that, build a nest.
I don't think that excludes them from straying.
No, it doesn't. It would just make them, you know, better at being sneaky about it.
Well, and it's easier, generally, I would think, for a woman to stray than a man to stray, don't you think? I mean, because
I think that they can certainly get they can close the deal quickly if they feel like doing that. Mm. Number four, pornography is an addictive substance. Some people view porn as harmless pastime, while others see it as a health hazard. Either way, most scientists agree that although it's possible to become addicted to pornography, the addiction is behavioral, much like an addiction to gambling. Porn itself is not an addictive substance in the category of heroin or cocaine. They have a link here for cocaine in case you don't know what that is.
Well, which gets back to the conversation we had a few weeks ago about addictions. So essentially, because porn does not actually physically modify your body chemistry, then it can't be chemically addictive.
Some people would say that you can never have enough pornography, and some people can say you never can get enough.
Well, how would you know if you're addicted to porn? Because, I mean, I can stop anytime I want.
Well, I guess that it would be causing problems in your relationship.
Problems in your life. I mean, if you're not eating.
Can't work.
Well, it's not about eating. How about this? A friend of mine, it was a woman, her husband decided that he liked pornography better than he liked his wife.
Yeah.
And
that's bad.
It just drove her off and off she went. And she didn't. She claimed not to have a problem with pornography sort of originally.
But then.
Yeah, but I think she's changed her mind on that subject.
I think really her problem should be with him then, not necessarily
understood,
pornography in general. But anyway.
People are not necessarily the logical beasts that we would like them to be.
Okay.
Herbal aphrodisiacs can enhance your sex life. This is number 5. Ginger, coriander, caramom can enhance a host of recipes, but sadly they won't succeed in spicing up your sex life. A review by the FDA revealed that no purported aphrodisiac has ever been scientifically proven to increase sex drive, and some, like Spanish fly, can even potentially be dangerous.
What about placebo effect?
I don't know.
I guess in order to scientifically prove it, it has to be more effective than placebo effect. So I just wonder, does placebo effect have an effect on sex drive?
It has to, right? I took this supplement, this is some years ago, called Yohimbe root, and I became sort of dizzy and sick to my stomach. But it worked in the sense that it was supposed to work. So if you didn't have the sort of reaction that I did, you would say, oh, this works. And by work, I mean, you know, it worked. Yeah, right. So, number 6. Sex during pregnancy will hurt the baby. Believe it or not, sex is perfectly safe during the vast majority of pregnancies. In fact, most couples can keep having sex until the woman's water breaks. However, there are cases in which sex should be avoided, so be sure to talk with your doctor if you have any concerns. Be sure to bring your checkbook. Right. I mean, the doctors, the midwife actually told my wife and I that it's good. It's a good thing. So do it, you know, up there till the end.
My friend told me that the best sex he's ever had was with a pregnant woman.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I can't attest to that. But
well, they can't use the trapeze properly. 7, women can't get pregnant during their period. Couples who believe this myth may be in for a big surprise. According to a 2000 study conducted by the National Health Institute of Environmental Sciences, you paid for that too, at least 2% of women enter their fertile period only 4 days into their menstruation cycle, and 17% enter it by the 7th day. Sperm can live for up to 5 days. So this myth has likely resulted in many unplanned pregnancies.
Wow.
I actually knew that one.
Yeah. If you're going to have unprotected sex, you better be prepared to have children.
There you
just
go.
Remember that, kids.
Vasectomy all the way. 800-259-9231.
You wouldn't be the first man to impregnate a woman after having a vasectomy. Happens.
Yeah, right afterwards, it can happen.
It can still happen.
Not very likely.
Not very likely.
There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got, what, 3 more? 8,
yep.
9, and 10? All right, we'll come back with those. And you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan over there. It's free, of course. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
And if you're like me, you don't like making extra trips to do anything. And particularly, you know, some of the things I have to make trips for are the groceries. We have a sponsor on the show that I think has an incredible product, and it's called the Totosack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled polymer right here in the good old U.S. of A., and it's just amazing. You can carry all kinds of stuff with it. It's TOTASAK.com. And, you know, it's a personal protection device, too. You hook it in your back pocket, you got it there, and if you need to defend yourself, it'll double as an incredible pair of brass knuckles. So it's totasack.com.
All right, so the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on what we're sharing with you, the top 10 myths surrounding sex. And one more time, the website this is from, Mark?
This is from... I wasn't quite ready for that.
That's right.
Qualityhealth.com.
Qualityhealth.com. Okay. So we've been through seven of them. If you've missed the top seven, well, the first seven, you can listen later at freetalklive.com. Let's go with 8, 9, and 10.
Yep. Eight is another one of those sort of voodoo beliefs. Sex the night before an athletic event will ruin your performance.
I've never heard that one. But then again, I guess I'm not an athlete.
Right. Yeah. That's not.
Certainly
not. Surprise me. Although some coaches and athletes advocate abstinence the night before competition, scientists are quick to point out that there's no evidence to support this myth.
Hmm.
In fact, 2000 study published in the Journal of Sports Medicine and Physical Fitness reported that sex had no detrimental influence on the maximal workload achieved or in athletics athletes' mental concentration. And I I think that this is, athletes tend to, especially, you know, major sports athletes, understand that sort of luck or fortune or whatever plays a major role in the in performance. I mean, you get lucky, you get unlucky, and that's the way it goes. And they so that what they want is anything that will increase or, their amount of luck.
Yeah, a lot of superstition.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. And I've heard of them that paint their toenails, that wear a special pair of underpants, that have any kind, whatever their voodoo is, they'll do it. And this is one of the common bits of voodoo is you don't have sex the night before. And I think that it's kind of a sacrifice thing. It goes back to, you know, a sort of primitive god out there that you would sacrifice something to. And in this case, you're sacrificing sex, you know, the night before to this
sports
this being.
God, the great gods of football.
Right. And that, well, you know, you're thinking of football, and but this is common in lots of sports.
Right.
Football is
just
the
using
sport
it
in
as
America,
an example. Curling, so the great god of curling, okay?
Right. Well, I'm going to have to argue there. Everybody knows that you can't brush ice properly after having sex.
I don't get it.
That's because you don't know what curling is.
Nope.
Okay. Curling has to do something.
Sounds like weightlifting to me.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like curling weights, and it's not. It has to do with shooting a large puck across the ice, and then these guys with brushes.
Yeah, trying to change how fast or slow it goes with a broom.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do people do this?
It's an Olympic event.
Yes. It's.
Well, wait, just because it's Olympic doesn't mean people do it.
People do it because it's Olympic.
It's like shuffleboard on ice, basically.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, 9. Talking to kids about sex will encourage them to have sex.
No, I don't think so.
It might be uncomfortable, a little embarrassing, but talking to children about sex doesn't encourage them to have it. According to the American Academy of Child Adolescent Psychiatry, well, we know there are a bunch of liberals that want kids humping at age 6. open communication helps kids to make healthy and appropriate decisions regarding their sexual behavior.
Yeah.
But I find that a lot of people don't really want open and, you know, open and appropriate decisions.
I wonder how many
decisions they want from their kids.
I wonder, how many kind of repressed, sexually repressed religious types that, and that's what I typically think of when I think of the types of parents that wouldn't want to talk to their kids about sex. I wonder how many of them are refusing to talk to their kids about sex because they're afraid that's going to encourage them to have sex, versus how many of them are refusing to talk to their kids about sex because they themselves are so uncomfortable with the topic that they don't even feel like they can broach it.
I find it, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I feel it could easily go both ways. I mean, I really don't know, actually. I've never really asked anybody about it. I feel like they'd be uncomfortable talking about it.
Well, were your parents good at talking to you about sex or bad at talking?
Oh, they were terrible.
And were they religious?
I come from a Catholic background. I don't know if we were
that doesn't
religious.
Really
Y'all didn't go to church, though, right, very much?
No, but still, I can see how a behavior like that would be passed down from a Catholic background, you know, of just...
The
sex
fear.
being, you know, so evil, so sinful, don't ever talk about it, and, you know, I have no problem talking about it. Luckily, I sort of broke that cycle.
Julia, your sister, used to tell me that your mom used to spell the word.
Probably. I could tell you the sex talk I got right now, if you want.
Yeah, yeah, let's hear it. We only have one more,
This is the only sex talk I've ever gotten, actually, from my parents. Well, I guess, I don't know, there might have been more, but this was so embarrassing, and, my mom, I passed out on the couch with my girlfriend at the time, and the next day my mom, like, pulled me aside, and she's like, just remember, Sandy Safe Sex says slip it on before you slip it in. And I just about died from embarrassment. I didn't even know what that meant. I mean, oh.
Where was your girlfriend at the time she said this?
Nowhere nearby.
Gone home.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay.
We got high and laughed about it later, though.
I don't even recall my parents talking to me about sex. I know they told me about how babies are made at some point. I'm certain of that. I don't think they got very detailed on it, though. And I recall being interested in asking a girl out when I was in middle school, the very end of middle school, like 8th grade. And my parents basically told me that I wasn't allowed to do something like that. Hmm. So they were very... not interested in having me even explore the realm of the opposite sex at a young age.
I got a book, which, you know, was supposed to, I wasn't interested in reading it, but I was given a book and I had it for a very long time. I remember from very young age, but it was so clinical. I had no interest in reading the thing. My mom sat me down on the couch in the living room, and I don't know what age, but I was probably somewhere in the tweens. you know, 10, 11, 12, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and explained sex to me in such a clinical fashion using terms that I wasn't familiar with, like vagina, that I actually walked away not clear as to what the difference between I didn't know what a vagina was still and believed that we were talking about an anus. I mean, that's the level of confusion we're talking about there.
I think maybe my parents might have thought that my curiosity was going to do it for me because they showed.
Oh, your curiosity will do it for you.
But what I mean is they had bookshelves, and one of the books on the shelf was The Joy of Sex, and they have all kinds of illustrations in there, which I found very interesting at a young age. But I don't think I actually sat down to read it because I probably was too frightened. My parents were going to walk in the room or come home during me looking at the book or something like that. So, no, I don't recall ever getting any kind of instruction or detail.
Right. And, you know, here we are, the baby boomers kids. Well, not me, but the you two guys, baby boomer kids. You know, this was the generation that's supposed to be open about
sexually
these
liberal. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Not so.
Nope. Number 10.
Yeah, it sounds to me like my mom, who was the silent generation, the older one, probably tried the hardest of these three groups that were here. So, you know, you baby boomers aren't doing a very good job at educating your kids on these subjects. And I think that the reason is that number 9 here, talking to kids about sex will encourage them to have sex, is the belief. And it's a myth.
It's crazy.
Yeah. According to the American...
Talking to them, being honest with them about sex... And not passing on myths to them. If you're honest with them about sex, then it's going to prevent them from making some serious mistakes, possibly getting knocked up or knocking somebody up at age 16.
There are repercussions to sex, and they need to know that.
STDs and all that stuff. Sure.
Number 10. Men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
I don't think that's a myth. I don't know.
Generally, I have at least one friend who's a girl who I'm really close to, and we're just friends. And like,
you'd never have sex with that girl if you had the opportunity?
I don't think so. It's never come up because she's just there to be my friend who's a girl. Like, they'll mix it up a bit.
I would say that's rare. We'll get into this here in a moment. Marcus Quiet, he has not yet said how he feels on this one. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You, what are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money. Guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity. And you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs. And it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, and of course we announced tonight that now the archives are going back all the way to 2009. You could just click and download whichever one you want. We're going to take them back even further. If you like the fact that we give you that stuff for free, then please become an amplifier. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we take in $3 a month. That's all we're asking from you. We take in the $3 a month. We reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And of course, as time goes on, the AMP dollars become more valuable because we keep building the show, and the show becomes more popular in the radio industry, and it makes it easier to get on more stations. Just as an example, today we talked in detail last night about what's going on, the fact that Air America is going out of business.
Oh, bye-bye.
And of course, that means it's time for a little creative destruction, because, well, in the absence of Air America, there are a number of stations around the country that are looking for new radio talk show content. And so we are marketing ourselves to those stations. And I have to say that today was probably one of my best days ever, if not the best day ever, for getting radio stations interested in...
A whole network just went under, so, I mean,
yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, it was great. And, I mean, I'm not going to get into detail on what markets we're looking at, but we're looking at a handful of new stations
ones.
Coming on.
Yeah, new
on
ones as of today.
Right. And one of the things that happened was, because... We go every year to the talk radio convention. There's a Talkers Magazine, which is kind of the industry publication of record for the talk radio business. They hold a convention once a year, and we go. This year, you're not going to be able to go, Mark, because you're going to be at the Liberty Forum. Unfortunately, they're scheduled for the same weekend this year.
Who did
but
that?
I will be going to New York City, and thank goodness we've been going to these things because, well, I got to meet the vice president of talk programming, or the president of talk programming, I think, for Saga Communications, one of the larger communications radio groups out there. And when I was calling these progressive talk stations today, I called one of them, and the program director, I'd never spoken with him before. I'd left him some messages in the past. Never talked to this guy before. He says, oh, yeah, I was just talking about you this morning with the president of programming, and he said you're highly recommended. So he's basically going to add Free Talk Live without even having listened to the show. This would not have been possible, you know, four years ago. So the Free Talk Live,
and it's because of the AMP dollars being being advertising in the trade publications, going to the conventions,
sending us to the conventions, yeah, and all of that. It's your $3 a month if you're an amplifier that makes all of this possible, that makes this growth, that has made it possible for us to get to 60 plus radio affiliates here within 5 years of being syndicated. So
I have a question about the podcast. You said that we have them now back until 2009, the first of
January. That's right, January 1st, 2009, in our podcast.
Now, are these the amplifier podcasts with no ads? Or are these
the regular podcast?
So whatever ads that were entered into those podcasts that I sold were placed in there, they still exist in there.
That's right.
So if you want to advertise on Free Talk Live and you want people to hear, you know, I mean, your ads continue to be heard over time.
For all of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a magazine. You know, sometimes you go back into the National Geographics. I love doing this.
And looking at old ads?
Yeah, looking at the old car ads, especially. You know, I like cars. And so it's just kind of neat. And, you know, it gives me that feeling that we're doing that, too.
So please become an amplifier. It makes a difference. Plus, you get perks. Like, you get access to the Amp Only call-in lines. You get the Amp Only forum, the Amp Only podcast, which is ad-free. Recorded ad-free. You still have to listen to us talk about stuff like Amp during the show. But go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and get access to the perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now that we're on the top 10 myths about sex, and we were on number 10. And if you could read number 10 again for me, Mark, I want to get that back out there.
Number 10, men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way. A study published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships found that men and women can indeed have platonic relationships. The researchers who tracked 20 pairs of friends confirmed that friendship attraction, a connection devoid of lust between genders, is a bona fide bond.
I think it's possible for men to be friends with women without having an attraction element necessarily. I think that's possible. I don't think it's very common, however.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on it. I do think that anytime you say that something can't be true, then you're really going out on a limb. However, I believe that probably 19 cases out of 20 ladies, that guy that's hanging around with you and talking to you and being
he's
nice
like a
to you,
vulture, basically.
Right, it just doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to tell you what he's thinking. Or he's getting some time,
Or you're with another. Typically, I would think the situation is that the lady is involved with another guy, and the vulture guys are kind of flying around on the outside, doing things for her, nice things, and, you know, kind
waiting
of
for that
hanging around, waiting for the opportunity to where, you know, there's some sort of fight or some falling out happens.
Brushing
and then,
off
bam!
His shoulder, ready to come on, put your head right here, girl.
Exactly. Yeah. And would you deny that, Luther? I mean, you said that you're friends with a girl and that there's no attraction there. But
yeah, I don't do that. I just, you know, I have no problem just going up talking to women. It's not that difficult. But yeah, like I've had friends who were, I've had really, really close friends who are girls, you know. I would even go as far as to say I've had best friends who are girls. We just hang out, you know, and we do stupid stuff together, you know, like watch TV or go to the mall and make fun of people, you know, whatever. Well, I don't do that anymore. But anyway, you get the idea.
This was the time.
Yeah. Break, yeah.
So, but, and you would say that of those girls, those best friend girls that you had, not one of them would you have had sex with them had you had the opportunity to do so. Had she said, Luther, you know, I want to jump your bones.
I think that that's a different scenario.
Would have said,
no, I wouldn't have.
Okay.
It's such a different scenario, though. I mean, like, it's one thing to like somebody because you're friends with them. But, I mean, you know, if a situation is preferred, that doesn't mean that that's the reason you're hanging around, you know? I think that
well, I think there's a difference between consciously choosing something and then having other things going on.
Right? I've also hung out with girls who I am attracted to. I mean, I guess. But I would not consider them my close friends. And usually, like we said earlier, they're with a guy. And a lot of times I know them either, like, I know him first and I meet her.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing, like, you know, your friend's girl, but
I think that most women understand this phenomenon too, and that they don't mind that, and for me, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense that a woman would be a close friend. It just, you know, I'm not for that. But then again,
what would Laura think?
I don't think she'd pretend. Well, she probably knows that that's what I think, so therefore, what would you, you know, why would that be acceptable? It's not. But I'd also like to point out that I came of age. I essentially grew up. I was 18 and a half years old when I went to prison and 28 when I got out. So I spent a great deal of my life hanging around solely men. I guess I'm a man's man in that respect. That's not a gay term, just in case you want to. I gotcha.
So, toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The top 10 things, top 10 sexual myths. I'm sure there are many, many more out there.
So, if you want to quickly, there's another story here that if I could just brush over quickly.
By all means.
There was the TSA did this, somebody in the TSA did a really stupid joke, and I think he did it because he wanted to be, that he was attracted to this girl. There's this gal, Rebecca Solomon, who's young to 20, attractive woman, and she was going through the TSA line in Philadelphia International Airport, and a TSA guy pulling her laptop out of the carry-on bag, sliding the items through the scanning machines and walking through the detector. She went to collect her things. A TSA worker was standing, staring at her. He motioned her towards him, and he pulled a small, clear plastic bag from her carry-on, the sort of baggage that a pair of earrings might come in, and inside the bag was a fine white powder. She remembers her words, "Where did you get that?" And two thoughts came to her in her jumble. A terrorist was using her to sneak bomb detonating materials onto the plane, or a drug dealer had made her an unwitting mule, planting coke or some other trouble in her bag while she wasn't looking. She left her carry-on bag at her feet, and she handed her license and boarding pass to a security agent beginning the line. Answering truthfully, the TSA worker informed her and everything would be okay. Solomon, a 5'3", traveling alone, looked up at the man in the black shirt and fought back tears. Putting yourself in her place and count out 20 seconds. This is how long it was that I guess between him, showing her the bag and telling her it was all a big joke.
Yuck.
Yeah, her heart pounded. She started to break out in a sweat. She panicked at having to explain something like she couldn't. Now her picture and expression of the TSA's employees, he started to smile. "Just kidding," he said, and waved the baggie. It was his. And she collected her things, stunned. Jeez. Tears began to fall.
Yeah, that's going to get you.
Right. Like, I think he just wanted her attention, and this is like a really bad come on.
Yeah. It's also outrageous because if you were to do something like that, like plant a baggie of sugar in your bag as you're going through the TSA, and, hey, guys, I'm just joking. That's not real. They charge you with, like, having fake drugs. It's a crime to represent something in many places as drugs that are not. If you represent a bag of sugar as drugs, it's like representing it as drugs. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.